We were just talking about artifacts in the last segment, treasure we have dug up as kids or adults. Well, let's open the door of the bunker and welcome in someone who's very familiar with that topic, the Crazy Prospector.
All right.
Hey, Crazy Prospector.
I'm a crazy prospector, and I'm a fan of the 49ers. Yeah.
That's right. You're a big sports fan. You like the 49ers this year?
One time, I was out in the desert sifting sand, trying to find an old Elvis Gerbach jersey, and I'm 405 miles from the nearest nowhere. And as I squat, my balls keep getting bit by Sidewinder Snake, but I keep sifting because over half the Gerbach jerseys ever sold end up in possible deserts. And when out there in the windswept dunes, I hear something behind me, and I turn around, and guess what I saw?
Sidewinder Snake?
No, guess again.
Was it your nemesis, the big old bear?
No. Guess again.
Gosh, I don't know. A coyote?
I see nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
But then I looked 3 inches to the right of the nothing, and there was a big old bear.
Well, how did you miss the bear?
And I was wondering if this was the same big old bear that had chased me all my life to remote locations throughout the world. Yeah. And I had suspicions that it was, because bears don't usually stand in the middle of deserts in Joe Montana jerseys. So I asked to see his ID, and apparently that triggered his hunting instinct, because he started chasing me.
That triggered it.
So I have to run to try to find a tree, which was difficult because of the whole desert thing I mentioned earlier in the story.
Right.
So I run 400 miles. The whole time wondering if this is the same big old bear, but then also realizing it didn't matter much at all if it was. Finally, I arrived at the home of Michael Crabtree.
You did?
And that was good, because I'd met him a few times and I knew he would honor my request to plant a mature tree for me to climb up. And so he did, and they planted the tree, and I get to the top of the tree to get away from the bear, and guess what I find out? The original big old bear, top of tree.
You ran into him up there?
Yeah, that was a new bear that had been chasing me. So I was wrong all along.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but then I fell out of that tree and into the arms of Michael Crabtree. So we make love in honor of the 49ers.
That's a really weird note.
Well, they did lose in week one. What do you think now about the 49er?
One time,
oh gosh,
I was out in the creek panning for the good gold.
Yeah.
So I could make a nugget ring in the shape of George Seifert's nose.
Weird.
And face and eyes. And my balls were smelling like a mule with diarrhea wrestling with a menstruating skunk.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, bingo.
And the smell was so bad I was almost passing out. When all of a sudden, the big old bear slowly snuck up on me.
Not again.
Oh, no.
And I tried to make friend with the big old bear over some Manny Tuesday Asasopo stats I had memorized for you such an occasion. But bear was having none of it, so I took off and ran. And I ran so far I got to Jerry World.
Wow, that's a long run.
Jerry let me in the front door to seek sanctuary. But then, through casual conversation over English gray tea, he find out I'm a fan of 49ers.
Oh, I bet he didn't rivalry. Like that.
And he didn't like that, so he led me to a back room in his office where he keeps a bunch of big old bears. And they threw me in there and they tore me from limb to limb. And that's what happened to my clothes to make me look like a crazy prospector.
Oh, that's why they're so tattered.
They ripped me to shreds.
Oh, man.
And ever since, it's been hard for me to walk, because I lost one leg in the fight with the bear.
That would do it.
Yeah, he's only on one leg over
But
there.
Then, you know what happened? Jerry Rice give me a new leg that he had fashioned out of driftwood.
So that's a fake leg right there.
That's a fake leg. That's a fake leg. And I can't believe that the 49er got beat by Kyler Murray.
Oh, we got back to the game.
Yeah, Kyler playing for the good Cardinals.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, are you looking forward to this weekend's NFL action or what?
No, Craig, I'm starting to have my doubts about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, no.
I'm a 49er, love it, Brandon, prospect.
Oh, there he goes.
Hey, he just got you to the Super Bowl, though. He's down on his team.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, at least he talked some football with us this time about the 49er.
What just happened?
I don't know. All right, it's 844 on the ticket.